This is the Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Josh Darr is on the phone line from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. He'll help us take a look at the weather forecast. Hi, Josh. How are you today?
Oh, great, Todd. How are you doing today?
I am good. What magnificent weather, or at least temperatures, we're having for the month of July and the end and closeout of June.
Yeah, sitting here just looking at some readings on the hour. It looks like upper 70s in Rockford, near 80 around just north of Springfield. Just picture-perfect weather from the temperature standpoint. We do have an area of low pressure, which is pinwheeling across the southern part of the state. It's actually a cutoff area of low pressure, which is pretty unusual for this time of year. Usually you see cutoff lows in the spring or in the autumn, but we have a pretty amplified jet stream with all the record heat that are catching the headlines out in Las Vegas and the Intermountain West. We have this low-pressure system, which is moving southwest here in Illinois, bringing some rain showers to the south part of the state. That'll predominantly bring just light scattered showers to southern Illinois today into tomorrow. And then we open a stretch of very nice weather top to bottom across Illinois and across a good chunk of the Midwest, particularly Western Belt, where we have open weather slightly below normal temperatures for this time of year. And that lasts basically through the weekend. So it's a very benign stretch of weather, if you will, which is a far cry from a year ago at this juncture of the season.
Your assessment there of how the growing season has progressed so far, I know wet to begin with, but really the crops, according to the crop numbers that come out on Monday afternoon, don't look terribly bad.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at growing degree days today, and whether you measure them from May 1st or May 15th or June 1st, depending on when you're able to plant, growing degree days are running right on average for this time of year from either any of those start dates. So, you know, temperatures have been dead on normal so far this growing season. Any wetness that was precluding some acres up in northeastern Iowa, you know, southeastern Minnesota, the bulk of the rest of the belt's been in a pretty normal precipitation regime, too. So sitting here on July 1st, tell you what, it's a far cry from the past couple seasons where you could see major glaring issues maybe in the coming ahead. And things are in good shape right now.
Yeah, there were places, parts of western Illinois, the upper northern part of Missouri, maybe southern Iowa along with it, that seemed like they just couldn't not catch a rain at one point, and they stayed really behind. Are they drying out?
They have, you know, we had those big rains in the around June 21st to 25th, so any dry pockets generally picked up some pretty good rains, and for the east and western Corn Belt as a whole, we were running a pretty good deficit through the first two-thirds of June. Then we brought those rains in June 21st, 25th, made up the deficit. And so it's been a little bit wetter than normal in the Eastern Belt. We needed that after the drier spring in Indiana, Ohio. Western Corn Belt, as the month of the whole June went in the books, pretty normal precipitation profile. So by and large, sitting here pretty nicely on July 1st.
Take a look at the rest of the growing regions around the planet for me.
Sure. China's in good shape. They're a pretty active pattern here the next 2 weeks, so no issues there. Europe is turning drier and warmer, which is needed after a very wet and cool spring and early summer there. There's some dryness lurking in Kazakhstan as well as in Western Australia, but right now those are wait and sees. Those aren't major glaring issues. So global sector, pretty quiet, Todd.
Hey, thanks so much, Josh.
All right, have a good afternoon.
You too. Josh Darr is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. Have a great afternoon. If you get the chance, visit us online at willag.org. I'm Todd Gleason.